However, other fractions are harder to convert into decimals. For these, we can use a calculator, but the division algorithm can also help us. Let's look at 4/11 and use the division algorithm to convert it to a decimal. 4/11 can be expressed as 4 divided by 11. So, let's set out the division algorithm with 4 as the dividend inside the algorithm bracket and 11 as the divisor in the scoop outside the algorithm bracket. Because 4 is a smaller whole number than 11, we know we are going to end up with an answer or quotient that's a fractional number less than 1. So let's express the 4 with some decimal places after it. Now we're ready to divide. 11 can't go into 4, so we place a 0 above the 4 and ensure we also bring a decimal point up in line with the decimal point in the dividend. This is like saying 11 goes into 4 0 times with a remainder of 4. So let's place a remainder 4 in red next to the first of tenths decimal place 0. Now, if we read this number as a 40, 11 goes into 40 3 times because 11 lots of 3 is 33. We place the 3 in the tenth place above the quotient. The remainder, that is the difference between 40 and 33, is 7. Let's put that 7 as a remainder next to the hundredths decimal place in the dividend so that now it reads as 70. 11 into 70 goes 6 times. 11 sixes are 66 with a remainder of 4. So 6 goes into the hundredths place above in the quotient and the remainder of 4 goes next to the thousandths place below in the dividend. We can keep going, and you can see what will happen, can't you? We are going to keep on getting a pattern of 3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6 in our quotient, our answer, which could potentially go on forever. So we'll use the repeating decimal symbol, the small dot above the digit, to express this reoccurring decimal number as 0.3 repeater, 6 repeater. And we've done it. 4/11 expressed as a recurring decimal number is 0.3 repeater, 6 repeater. Notice that because the denominator of this fraction is 11, which is a prime number, that's not a 2 or a 5 or a multiple of these, we end up with a recurring decimal and not a nice, neat terminating decimal.